another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology.
Oh, hey, Dr. Dave?
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you, this is the second hour coming up.
Second hour.
I just said that. We forgot to
We didn't do the
last hour. Yeah. We were so enthralled with the conversation.
Yeah, we were.
This show is going by really fast.
It is going by fast.
Why is it going by so fast?
Because I think we're really brilliant.
You know what it is? This is our first show of spring.
And yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is I did not feel particularly.
Nor did I.
Entertaining and brilliant.
And I'm tired right now.
When I walked in this morning, I was like, man.
I didn't get enough sleep really last night, and so I'm kind of a little loopy. That's what it is.
Little loopy.
That's Mexican for a little loopy. Not Spanish, but Mexican.
Un poquito lupita.
There's a difference between Spanish and Mexican. If you don't know the difference, shame on you.
You're a racist. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Yeah, how many Benadryl does it take to render you unconscious? I don't know. We're going to find out in the second hour.
That's right.
I tell you, I'm actually using Vivaldi now, and you know, it's a pre-release.
Really?
But I like it. I'm checking it out.
Let me bring mine up and see what it sounds like.
It's cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is pretty cool. Not bad. There comes the plugins. Well, hey, look at there. It's emailing for me. That's perfect. I love Vivaldi.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. We've got to take a minute, talk about another tangential thing, and that's the U of A Wildcats basketball team. A lot of fun this year, and a lot of promise here in the postseason, March Madness. Ohio State today, is that right?
I am pretty sure that is the case, yes.
Yeah. So, and I'll tell you something. I think whoever really shows up seriously will win the game. I mean, it's a toss up, I think, pretty much. Interesting story on the web at ESPN about the Wildcats and
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
What are you doing?
No hype, no hassles, and no.
What are you doing?
I forgot it had just the Dave voice on it. Continue.
We need to get a basketball theme if you're going to do that.
That's all we got. We don't have basketball teams here. It's football or nothing. If it's not football, it's crap.
Although, another good thing going on today.
Oh, yes.
We got Nick the Brick heading up north to Mesa for his first rugby game post-football.
Yeah, very interesting because...
It is interesting.
That doesn't run in our family line, the rugby thing.
No, but you know what? I
think it could start.
Yeah, it could. Listen, and I, all you soccer fans, forgive me.
No.
But if he'd have said, you know what, I got to do something after wrestling, after football, you know, I'm probably not going to go to the next level of football, but I need to do something, you know, and if he'd have said, Dad, you know, I'm going to do soccer, I would have said, get out of the house.
Yeah, you're not.
You're not
dead
my
to me.
Son anymore.
Get out, soccer.
But he said, rugby, and I went. You know what? I think you're gonna like it, and I think you're gonna be very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been so far. I mean, after the first 3 days, he was picked as the hardest hitter on the team.
Hey, there we go.
Didn't even have all the rules memorized.
That's a Mason
yet.
For you. You know he's a Mason because that's what happens, man.
So, wishing luck to Nick and Mesa today. May he
What's the rest do they, of the does team. The team? What's the team's mascot? Do you know what that is?
I think it's called the Barbarians
or the Destroyers or something like
no,
that.
No, I think it's the Barbarians.
Is it Barbarians?
I think so. Yeah,
this is some sort of league. Like, what do they call it? What's the?
Well, it's an amateur club.
Yeah, a club league. Yes.
So let's wishing him the best of luck.
I'll have to get more info and post it. I'm going to have to get more info on that and throw some stuff on Facebook or something.
Yep. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. You know, one of the worst things that happens, there was a huge example of it. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, I think. When you buy a new machine, is you usually get inundated with what is known as bloatware, which is a bunch of features and software that you could care less about having. In fact, not only could you care less about having, but you care a great deal that they force it on you when you pay them for a new machine. Very irritating. And it can make a huge difference in the performance of the machine. True. Lenovo, we talked about it, ended up putting a Superfish adware tool on its own Lenovo PCs that supplied its own paid search results. So it kind of semi-hijacked, and I got to be careful using that word because it's a pretty negative word. And, well, you know, the Superfish thing with your own paid search results kind of hijacked your search, and if you didn't really realize what was happening, you didn't know, you know. It's not like they said, hey, we want to do this, is this okay? And then you say yes, and they do it. They just kind of did it. And it was pre-installed by Lenovo. Now, they said that it was intended as a service to help users, comparison shop. The problem was, not only was it annoying, but it was also a significant security risk. Now, of course, the Superfish people claim that there's no risk at all, but security researchers know better than that. There are other apps, in fact, that have the Superfish vulnerability. It's very much confirmed. Lenovo ended up apologizing and said it would make amends, and they're cutting back on the bloatware on the machines. No longer Superfish. They on their website they provided a free downloadable Superfish removal tool. But it really did give us an opportunity to kind of reconsider what's happening there and how it works and what the problem is. It's very difficult, actually, to buy a PC without bloatware. Mm-hmm. The first thing that you can do when you plug in your new machine, whether it's a tablet, laptop, desktop, after you do the initial setup and set up your user account and all that stuff that usually you have to go through, you do your updates. That's a big thing initially. And actually, before you even install some of the stuff that you may want to install because that's what you use, I'd run through and I'd uninstall all the stuff that you don't want that's listed in the program's uninstall portion of Windows or whatever OS you're using. We come back, we're going to give you some other ideas on how to easily deal with that. Maybe some vendors that don't do so much bloatware.
Hang on. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason on the way. Right after I put these two in timeout.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today.
Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.